Okay, we're going to bring it down a little bit now. Play some jazz music. This is a jazz tune called Shady Ratio. If you don't like jazz, then now's a good time to take five. That's one for the Broadway fans. Yeah, a lot of people wondered how we got here tonight. Well, we call it a coal train.
It's a great way to get from A to B flat sus.
That's right. It all started when I invited Rachel around to one of my parties. All my friends were there, Shifty Pete, Sneaky Steven, Regifting David. He showed up, gave me that birthday present I gave him last year.
I gave you that book.
Yeah. You were there, Jazz and Jim.
I turned up to his party. I remember ringing the doorbell. I just did a little ding dong, see ba dee ba dee ba dee bow.
I don't even have a doorbell.
I improvise it. I'm a jazz musician.
Party was swinging. Along with the Tim was telling one of his meandering anecdotes. Everyone was enjoying their soup.
Well, I mean, some people were enjoying it, but I have one thing. I keep mentioning this to him. He has these soup parties, and he only has one spoon. He insists everyone uses it. Why can't we just bring a spoon? He doesn't want people to get mixed up. So he's like, no, use a spoon. I got a spoon.
I only need one spoon. I'm a jazz man.
I know.
I live alone.
Well, okay, but I was sitting right next to Coleslaw, Eleanor, and Herbie's Herb, and...
It was around midnight I found my spoon was missing. I thought, there's only one person who would take a man's only spoon. That's Shady Rachel.
Might have been Thieving Steven, I suspect.
I went round to her place. I said, Rachel, open up the door. I want to take a look in your cutlery drawer. And it was worse than I first anticipated. She had 8 spoons in that drawer.
That's a normal amount of spoons to have.
Who the hell has 8 spoons, man? What the hell she do with all those spoons?
Rachel, she's got 6 kids and she lives with her mother. She needs 8 spoons.
Well, I found my spoon. It had the handle, the long handle part, and the scoopy part that differentiates it from a fork.
Okay, I'm just gonna say, we're just gonna make one more point. There's a very generic description of every spoon.
Well, Shady Rachel, kick me out that door. Out on the street, a man without a spoon. Take it to F, fellas. Oh, I was alone without a spoon. I just wanted some yogurt. At 3 a.m., my phone rang. Jazzy phone.
I ain't gonna answer this phone. Or
what's that?
You're gonna answer this phone. I don't wanna hyperventilate here.
I answered the phone. It was Shady Rachel. She said, baby, I need your help. I said, what's the problem? She said, there's some creepy dude in the tree outside my apartment. I said, well, what's he doing? She said, he's talking on his phone. I said, baby, that's me. She said, I'm calling the police. I said, yeah, you call the police, baby. What are you going to tell them when they find all the stolen spoons? But she did call the police. And they showed up. Had a real jazzy siren. It turned out she called the jazz police. I was incarcerated for crimes against jazz. Locked up with various felonious punks. Well, Shady Rachel, if you're listening, baby, I got one last thing to say to you. I want my spoon back. I gotta dig my way out of here.